Okay, well, William, the boys have done their very best.
Have they started?
So, Lou, do you want to talk us through what you did here and let William comment on it?
Right, you work out inwards, don't you?
Yes, you do.
Yeah,
Very
right.
good. With all cutlery, you start with the cutlery on the outside and work inwards as the meal progresses.
But I don't know. Well, I know a bit. I know the big fork and the big knife go the nearest to the plate. And also a small fork at the top in case you have cheesecake.
Yeah, but you weren't having cheesecake then.
No, but you know, but it's set though, isn't it? It's always set like that.
For the next
why
person.
Why would you put something on the table that isn't going to be used? Isn't that a waste of washing up?
It's not me who's going to be doing the washing up, is it?
Oh, do you have staff?
I do actually, yeah.
You do?
The place where I work. Yeah.
That I'm wrong.
How did Lou do? Tell me how Lou did.
Well, you've got the forks on the right side, you've got the knives on the right side. Not all of the blades are facing the right way.
Does that matter? Oh, that's all that goes in like that?
All blades face inwards, away from harm.
All right.
Your pudding cutlery is at the top, which is actually the American setting. In traditional British settings, things go down the side. But the trouble is, America has such an influence on us nowadays, things are... we copy their settings. Your side plate, I put in the middle deliberately. That should actually go to the left-hand side
but
with your
napkin
on it.
But can't you take that off when you come to get sit down? Can't you do that yourself?
Well, no, you don't. I just put it there for, you know, to confuse you.
You didn't confuse me. I would have took it off myself and put it to the side.
Right, okay, well, jolly good. And the glasses, I'm not sure you did anything.
How can you hurt yourself with a butter knife?
Well, that's not a butter knife,
it's
a dinner knife.
Well, I use them for butter sometimes. But anyway.
Lovely. And the glasses, did you do anything with them?
Well, I picked one up. I thought it was sherry glass.
Champagne flute.
Oh, right, okay. I never drink champagne, really.
No, I don't like it either.
How many drinks do you want? I sat down at the table.
Well, in formal dining, you have a different drink with each course.
And different drink?
Yes.
Because I get sick, maybe, when I have different drinks, when I start mixing my drinks. I've got to stick with one drink.
Okay. Well, you can always refuse alcohol. You can always say no, thank you very
much. Yeah, but you can't do that at a dinner party, can you? You've got to have one drink.
Well, yes, you have one drink.
One particular drink. Anyway,
good effort. I'm going to give you a 6.
Oh, thanks. That's pretty good, that, actually.
Out
I was like, one expected.
Out of 50.
Oh, a 6 out of 50 for Lou.